We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with some Fort Riley officials here. April is month of the military child. It's also National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we're going to get into talking about that here a little bit with Carolyn Tolliver Lee, Family Advocacy Program. She's director of that, or what would it be?
Program specialist.
Program specialist. Okay. So tell us a little bit more here about the mission of April being Army Family Advocacy Programs, the stand-up for MILA kids, I guess.
Yes, that is our theme this year. Our campaign message is Stand Up for MIL Kids, which means Stand Up for Military Kids. And the aim of this campaign slogan is to raise awareness of a key protective factor which have shown to increase children's resiliency. And we've heard Kaylee use that term quite often, resiliency. So we're recognizing that military children indeed are resilient. And what we've learned is that their resiliency is a result of having a stable, caring adult in their lives. Someone who's always there for them, whether it's their parent, their teacher, their coach, or leaders at CYS. But research has shown that this is what children really need in order to maintain all the changes that they experience, as we mentioned earlier, to help them be resilient as they live their military life with their soldier.
So what events do you guys have planned here in the month of April to focus on this?
Oh, we have an exciting calendar prepared. On Saturday, April 4th, as Kaylee has mentioned, is the Kids Fest. But earlier that morning, the installation is having an Easter egg hunt at the PX, which Family Advocacy Program will participate in. The following week, on Monday, April the 6th, we're teaching a class called Muffins, Mugs, and Moms. And that's going to be at the Armed Services YMCA there in Junction City. Much of the focus of family advocacy is parent education as well as relationship strengthening. So most of the events we have will pertain to parenting class. Muffins, Mugs, and Moms is just one at the Armed Services YMCA. The following week, we have a parenting class just for dads, and it's called Parenting for Dads, 24/7 Dads. Also, we're teaching a class at the Teen Center, Bingo for the Children, which is called Bullying Prevention and Bingo. The proclamation, we will also sign a proclamation recognizing that April is not only Month of the Military Child, but it is also Child Abuse Prevention Month. And the EFMP program, Exceptional Family Member Program, along with New Parent Support Program, will have their annual Spring Fling on Saturday, April the 18th.
Okay, so lots going on here. And you mentioned getting parents involved here. So every one of these events, highly encourage parents to attend with their children.
Yes, and these events are free. Some of these events, you have an opportunity to have refreshments, like the event on Muffins, Mugs, and Moms. Breakfast mm-hmm. will be served. Parents can bring their children if they like and if they think they'll be able to get the best from that workshop if their children are with them. If not, then they can, you know, find a sitter or take them over to Kaylee's place to a CDC or CYS and, you know, arrange for child care.
Okay. And Family Advocacy Program, which you're a part of, you must offer quite a bit here to parents and children. What are some of the resources you guys have?
We have a good variety of parenting classes that we offer for parents of children of all ages. I had mentioned earlier the New Parent Support Program, which is focused on expectant parents or parents with children under the age of 3. This is our home visitation educational program. We have nurses who go into the home and provide some one-on-one education and child development in the comfort of the parents' home. Most other workshops are done at the ACS building at 7264 Normandy Drive. And then we go out into the community and also conduct parenting classes, like the one going to be held at the Armed Services YMCA, or whether we go to the teen center.
Now, do you have any challenges or strengths that you see when working with military families?
Well, I have to refer back to that term resilient. Our military children, for the most part, are up to the challenge. I think, as with anyone else, the older they become, the more they are reluctant to leave their friends. But within any given time, they'll make new friends, and they get to understand that new friends come with new locations.
Yeah, well, and obviously behavior changes as children get older. I'm experiencing that. I have a 9-year-old who thinks she's 13 now. So
they tend to grow up real fast,
yeah.
Don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, obviously there's probably some education for parents that are maybe starting to get into the adolescent stage as well.
Right, and helping them transition through that. We offered classes for parents with teenagers as well, and to help parents understand some of the challenges their teenagers are likely to experience during that period in their life. But I want to, since we're talking about teenagers, I want to encourage parents for them to realize the teenage years are only from 13 to 19, which is only 6 years, but it definitely seems much longer than that when you're parenting a teenager.
No doubt about it. So how do families take advantage of your programs there at Fort Riley?
Oh, that's easy. All they need to do is call ACS, Army Community Service, with 785-239-9435. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock to 4:30.
And, you know, while we're talking about Child Abuse Prevention Month, if there is a child or somebody suspecting child abuse, so what should they do? What's the first step there if you want to report child abuse?
Yes. We encourage people to report their suspicion, and that's the key word. They're reporting their suspicion, which they believe, I've seen something that possibly looks like child abuse or child maltreatment. And so they simply call the military police on Fort Riley, 785-239-6767, or MPMP, and they report their suspicions. We have the installation that has a process already in place that once we receive that allegation, an investigation is taking place, and that investigation itself determines whether or not child abuse has occurred. But for people in the community, we encourage them to report their suspicions or their concerns.
Okay. And again, if people want to get any more information about either one of these Month of the Military Child or Child Abuse Prevention Month, there's stuff online for that?
Yes. Most of our activities are posted on Fort Riley webpage. And we also have flyers and brochures throughout the community on and off post. And they can always call ACS at 785-239-9435.
And I think Kaylee had something else she wanted to mention here about the 1st Infantry Division Band.
Yes, following our Kids Fest on Saturday, April 4th, which that's going to take place from 1 to 4. So following that event, the 1ID Band will also hold a concert at Riley's Community Center.
And if you've never seen the 1st Infantry Division Band play, you need to get out and see them.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
They put on a great show. All right. Well, we're going to switch gears just a little bit, and we're going to talk now a little bit about the Fort Riley Combined Graduation. Monica Smith is in with Education Services. She's a specialist there. Good morning.
Good morning.
So hard to believe we're talking graduation already, but that is coming up here very soon.
It is.
So let's see. First off, tell us about the combined graduation and how many graduates you are expecting.
Okay. Well, this will be our 60th Fort Riley combined graduation ceremony. This year, it will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn at 410 South 3rd Street in Manhattan at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, May 20th. The ceremony will honor those that are military affiliated, such as our active duty soldiers, veterans, retirees, family members of soldiers, and our Department of the Army civilian employees as well. And we normally have about 350 graduating students from our 8 on-post colleges, but we also have some distance learning, and then we generally expect about 180 to 225 that will actually participate in the ceremony. With them, will brings about 1,000 family members and friends, so it's a fairly large event.
And do you have members from every university that's participating usually
yes.
there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Great. What do you need potential graduates to do at this point?
Okay. So if you are graduating from one of our 8 on-post colleges, you'll need to contact either Central Michigan University, University of Mary, Upper Iowa University, Southwestern College, Central Texas College, Hutchinson Community College, K-State University, or Barton Community College directly to be added to the list of walkers. And if you are graduating from a distance learning school, you will contact the Fort Riley Education Center and ask for myself, Monica Smith, and you can reach me at 785-239-6481, and then I will get you added to the list as well.
And you need them to do this fairly soon, I would imagine.
Yes. We have a deadline of about mid-April, and then the very final deadline would be like the 1st of May in order, especially if they want to get their names put in the printed program, because we got to get those out.
All right. Well, Monica, I see it looks like you're looking for a candidate for a student speaker.
Yes. We're looking for anyone that's graduating from any one of our 8 colleges that are on post. If they're interested in being a student speaker, they will need to meet the following criteria. They must have a GPA of at least a 3.0 or higher. We would like for them to provide an unusual story telling about the obstacles they've overcame while attending school and their significant achievements and what they've accomplished during their attendance. And they will need to provide a biography and then prepare a 5-minute speech that inspires, motivates, or encourages everyone in attendance, because we want to get others to get motivated to go back to school as well. And then they will need to participate in our rehearsal on the 19th at 1300 at the Hilton, and then they would need to be at the graduation ceremony on the 20th, no later than 12 noon. And the deadline to apply for that would be the 30th of March, and they would just need to contact their on-post college advisor to let them know they're interested.
Okay. And what if someone wanted to visit your office?
The Education Center is located at 211 Custer Avenue on Fort Riley's historic main post, right across from the Kingfield House Gym, and it would be best to come between the hours of 8 and 4 p.m. during the college hours when they're usually open.
Okay. And you've attended this, obviously, in the past. What do you get out of going to this ceremony?
It's very motivational, because, like I said, you're seeing all these, like I said, family members, military. They're not traditional college students, so it takes a lot for them to go to school, because they're usually working full time, and then to try to pursue education behind that. It's traditionally it might take 2 years to do an associate's, 2 years for a bachelor's, then and 2 years for another master's. But for family members and soldiers and DA civilians, it could take them 10-12 years to accomplish all their educational goals, just because they're having to work full time on top of that.
Yeah, I see Carolyn over here. Were you a college student yourself in the military?
Yes, and I actually participated years ago in the combined graduation on Fort Riley, and I was just remembering as she was talking, and I'm not ashamed to say this. It took me 12 years to get a 4-year degree. But I was raising a family. We were moving. Sometimes it required for me to work when we went to a new duty station. And then I had other factors going on in my family life. But yeah, she's absolutely right. But it was worth the journey.
Definitely. It took me 12 and a half years myself, because I was a single parent raising kids, working full time. So as long as you keep going, you know, it can be done.
Yeah.
Every class adds up.
Yeah. Well, that accomplishment is quite a good one. So we encourage people to go out and show their support, because not only are they serving our country, they're doing other things as well to make their lives even better. All right, so Month of the Military Child and Child Abuse Prevention Month taking place in April, and then the Fort Riley Combined Graduation on May 20th. That'll take place at the Hilton Garden Inn. You can find more information on the Fort Riley website and social media. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.